Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're on the Prophecy Zone Network tonight. We'll be doing our program every Monday evening on the Prophecy Zone channel at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, my program Prophetic News can be seen or heard actually on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this Saturday upcoming we will be having TJ and all the crew from the Church Folk Revolution, which is really one of my favorite programs on the radio, internet. Brother TJ and Sister Liberty, Brother Lee, and Kevin Oliver, all that crew will be with us on Saturday, that's April 2nd, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Prophetic News broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, so please check that out. Also, we do have a YouTube channel, and we can be seen and heard there. The YouTube channel is Jonah T for Tom 48. I have quite a few good videos there. Just learning, really, the video ministry, but I enjoy it so very much. And God is blessing it. So please tune in there. And also, we have a website, propheticnews.com. There's many, many, many great articles there for you to read and to help you to grow in the faith, because I believe that we all are responsible for knowing the Bible for ourselves. We have to know what it says, because I see so many people, especially on what they call Christian TV, and they don't really know the Bible. They don't really know what it says. One particular teaching especially is the teaching on tithing. It's amazing to me how you don't ever see, I've never seen one person on Christian, what they call Christian television, I'll say so-called, that teaches the truth about tithing. Because tithing in the Old Testament was always food. And we've done a few programs on tithing, the tithing hoax. So it's just amazing, really, that people don't read the, how many people don't really read the Bible for themselves. And we know that God loves a cheerful giver. We know that. But we give because we want to, and we give out of our hearts. Love is always better than forcing people to do things. So we have the Holy Spirit when we're born again, and we can hear God for ourselves. We don't need someone else telling us what to do. We need to do what God's Word says. Amen. But I just wanted to do this short program tonight and just talk a little bit about homelessness. I guess it was last week I was watching a program that greatly disturbed me. It was on the Oprah Winfrey Network, a program, Lisa Ling, Lisa, something about America. and they were doing a program about homelessness. And the shocking thing, really, I went to sleep so disturbed. I had trouble going to sleep, and I actually felt depressed. Even when I woke up in the morning, I still had this kind of hangover of depression, because here's Oprah Winfrey. She's a billionaire, and the show is produced by her network, and there was a couple, I think their name was Mike and Darla. They were a homeless couple. It was actually a program about heroin addicts. So this couple, Mike and Darla, they were heroin addicts, and they wound up losing their home, and their child was put in foster care. And I guess Lisa Ling had interviewed them, maybe a year and a half or 2 years before she finally met up with them again in New York. Well, the program takes you to New York about a year and a half, like I said, or 2 years later, when she meets up with this couple, Mike and Darla. They had gone to New York City to try to get clean from heroin, and then they came to find out that Lisa Ling, when she interviewed them again, that they did get clean from heroin, but they were homeless. They were living out on the streets of New York. They were actually panhandling. They were trying to get their lives in order. Now, imagine they lost everything, these people, because they were heroin addicts. And they got clean from heroin, and they wound up in homeless shelters. And what I couldn't get over was the fact that Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire, and they actually left these people homeless. They didn't do anything for them. The lady, Darla, she was sleeping. She had to sleep in a chair sometimes, because there wasn't a bed for her in the homeless shelters. There wasn't even a place for her to lie down. She had to sleep upright in a chair. And when Lisa Ling met them, she told her that she was sleeping in a chair for four nights, and she wasn't sleeping. And I'm thinking to myself, well, why don't they get these people a hotel room? I mean, it's the Oprah Winfrey Network. And how many churches are in New York City? How many billionaires live in New York City? And yet, these people don't have a place to sleep. Oh, I couldn't get over it. And then the worst part about it is they had, after the program was over, you know how sometimes they have the credits and then they might have a sentence or two adding on to the program. Well, it turns out that this lady, Darla, died in her sleep. She was on prescription drugs after. I guess no wonder. I mean, try sleeping in a chair for four nights and try coping with losing everything you have and trying to rebuild your life. And I just couldn't believe it. But it goes to show you how, didn't the Bible say that in the end times men's hearts would grow cold? Well, that was a prime example of it. You see Oprah always doing all these good deeds, but yet they left these people on the street, and they had absolutely no compassion. Okay, they're doing a documentary, but if you're doing a documentary and you have the means to help someone that's in need, then why isn't it being done? And it's also, we see it so much even in the church today, where churches, big churches, they have so much money for the building program and for the music and for the light show and for the guest speakers, but yet in every town and every city in America, there's homeless people. So this is a big subject, and I wasn't going to spend a lot of time talking about it tonight. It's just kind of my introduction for more programs that we will be doing on the subject. So I just wanted to encourage you, the people that are out there listening and that will listen to this program, get in touch with someone in your town or in your county that already has a ministry to the homeless. Support them. Do something to help them to try to resolve this problem. Everybody can do something. And there's so much talk about tithing and offerings, but if you notice the in the Old Testament, if you go back and you do a word study on the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, you'll see that they were provided for. That was part of when they did tithe, they tithed food, and they actually put it in a storehouse, and it was stored up especially for the stranger and the fatherless and the widow. So you need to look at those scriptures and see what the Word of God says about the widow, the fatherless, and the stranger. It is the church's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility to take care of the poor and the needy. We are the people that are supposed to have the compassion. The love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts. So I know there was a Brother Kevin Oliver had posted up on his Facebook a week ago about going through Atlanta and not realizing what a big problem homelessness has become. And how many churches are in Atlanta? How many wealthy, wealthy churches? You have Creflo Dollar. You have Eddie Long, which, I mean, you know, Eddie Long's got his problems. I'm certainly not endorsing Eddie Long's ministry. But there's many, many mega churches there. There's a big Church of God there, Mount Perrin Church of God. There's a Baptist, I think Charles Stanley has a ministry there. Why are there so many homeless people and there's all these magnificent church buildings and television ministries? And it really is disturbing. And it is just such a sign of the times to me that the church is supposed to be the one to shine. We're supposed to be helping people and having mercy on the poor. So I want to encourage you tonight to do something. Go to where people are homeless and bring them some food or a blanket or a coat or pay for them to get a bath or something. Do something. If your pastor's not doing something and he's collecting tithes over there at your ministry, then at the church, then something's wrong. We're supposed to be helping people and not just helping ourselves. Like I said, there's many, many scriptures about the poor, especially in Proverbs. It says, Proverbs 28:27, "He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse." Let's be people of the Word of God. Let's be an example. Let's really have a revolution. Amen? So please tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Prophecy Zone. I'm on Prophetic News, excuse me, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The program will be at Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio with TJ and all the crew there from the Church Folk Revolution. It'll be a one-hour program, and we're looking forward to it. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I know it's a short program, but we will be doing more, especially on this subject, bringing on some guests to talk about it. But ask God what you can do to be a blessing to someone else. One scripture that means so much to me is that the Bible says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. let that word be with you tonight. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.